This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says Hamas has begun releasing 12 hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip late Wednesday. It was the sixth release of Israeli hostages under a ceasefire between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Israel is freeing some 30 Palestinian prisoners also on Wednesday. The ceasefire is set to expire early Thursday. Diplomats in Europe and the Middle East press for a widening of the truce. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration would like to see a new extension of a ceasefire agreement in Israel's war with Hamas after the current one expires.
We'd like to see the pause extended because what it has enabled, first and foremost, is hostages being released, coming home, being reunited with their families.
Blinken says in addition to discussing short-term logistical and operational planning, the administration believes it's imperative to discuss ideas about the future governance of Gaza to resolve the Mideast conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's army said Wednesday it was investigating a report by Hamas's armed wing that a 10-month-old baby hostage, his 4-year-old brother, and their mother had all been killed in Gaza. Minister Benny Gantz says he doesn't know if it's true or not, but he said he had a painful meeting with the Bibas family. The Bibas family are among the highest-profile hostages seized in the Hamas attacks on southern Israel on October 7th due to the age of the baby Kiefer, not even 1 year old. Hamas claiming that Kiefer, his brother Ariel, and their mother Sherry had been killed in an Israeli